This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. West Bengal is set to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJ, which is the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal will sign a Memorandum of Understanding today for the implementation of ABPMJ in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a Sanskrit Subhashitam, highlighting that achieving the welfare of all living beings by striking a balance with nature has been the core spirit of our culture. In a social media post, Prime Minister noted that with this comprehensive vision, India is continuously moving forward on the path of progress and prosperity today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the government's 12-year journey of welfare for the poor. In a social media post, he said that India has witnessed many transformations and at the core of these changes is Garib Kalyan and the downtrodden. He said the government has always been inspired by Antodaya and the effort has always been to ensure that the benefits of development reach those who were left behind for decades. The Prime Minister underlined that every initiative like Jan Dhan accounts, direct benefit transfer, Swachh Bharat, PM Awas Yojana, Jal Jeevan Mission and Ayushman Bharat has been driven by the objective of ensuring dignity and opportunity to the people. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the exam city intimation slip for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month. Our correspondent reports that registered candidates can now check their allotted exam city by logging in to the official website using their application number and password. Akashvani is celebrating its 90 years today. This day, on June 8, 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural, information and broadcasting history of the country where a voice was born that would echo through generations. In Jammu and Kashmir, a heavy rush of devotees is being witnessed at the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji in the Trikuta Hills of Riyasi district. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the pilgrimage is continuing smoothly despite the large influx of pilgrims. Due to the heavy rush at the Bhavan, Yatra registration was temporarily suspended a few hours earlier on Saturday evening. However, the registration process resumed early Sunday morning, allowing devotees to continue their pilgrimage. The registration process for the pilgrimage was again suspended yesterday till 4 a.m. today due to the heavy influx of pilgrims arriving at the base camp in Katra. The decision was taken to regulate the movement of devotees and ensure smooth crowd management as the shrine is witnessing an exceptionally large rush during the ongoing summer vacation season. Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to travel to Pyongyang today in his first visit in 7 years, a trip likely meant to reassert China's unique influence over North Korea in return for providing economic and political benefits. Indian equities opened sharply lower today with benchmark indices falling 1% each amid escalating tensions in West Asia, rising crude oil prices and weak global cues. Sensex opened at 73,422, down over 800 points or 1.11%, while Nifty began the session at 23,081, declining 286 points or 1.22% at the early trade today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that certain regions of the country will experience rainfall as the monsoon progresses, while other areas will continue to endure heat wave-like conditions. Meanwhile, weather agency has said that coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab and West Rajasthan will witness heat wave conditions at isolated places today. And in tennis, Germany's Alexander Zverev clinched his maiden Grand Slam, defeating Italy's Flavio Cuboli in a thrilling five-set final to win the French Open crown at Roland Garros. And that is the end of this news bulletin.